Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast, produced by the Community Advancement Network, based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a weekly community calendar highlighting opportunities to get informed, get connected, and get engaged in the Austin area on efforts aimed at advancing equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. This podcast outlines several engagement opportunities in our community from Tuesday, November 16th through Monday, November 22nd. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. We'll start this podcast by highlighting an event promoting civic engagement. Our county tax assessor and voter registrar, Bruce Elfont, and the Union of Black Episcopalians invite you to a training through which you can be deputized to be a volunteer deputy voter registrar in Travis County. The training takes place online on Monday, November 22nd at 6 p.m. Impact Austin hosts a town hall meeting called Together We Shine Brighter. Impact Austin is an Austin-based women's collective giving organization funding Central Texas nonprofits that provide services in Bastrop, Hayes, Travis, and Williamson counties. Check out the event to gain inspiration from the work of 2020 Impact Austin Community Partners, learn who will receive the new equity and health and well-being grants, and explore all the ways we can deepen our personal impact. An exciting event that focuses on public art takes place on Saturday, and that is the unveiling of the new additions to the Rosewood Pillar Art Project by Arte Texas. Local artists have decorated the concrete pillars that support the overpass where Rosewood Avenue goes below Pleasant Valley Road, close to the Rosewood Pool and Rosewood Rec Center. The pillars have been decorated to help tell the story of Eastside Trailblazers. Another event highlighting arts and culture is ACC's commemoration of Native American Heritage Month on Wednesday evening. ACC students, life, and the ACC Creative Writing Department host an event featuring two Native American writers, Danielle Geller and Joanne Naviuk Kane. Now, a couple of education-related events. First, a quick mention of the Manor ISD State of the District Address that takes place Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. You will hear from Manor ISD leadership and scholars and learn about the great work happening at the district. The next event is pretty far-reaching and probably deserves the entirety of the podcast to outline, but I'll keep it as brief as I can since there are a lot of other things to share. The event is AISD's 3-day Altogether Family Academy that takes place Tuesday through Thursday. All of the sessions are virtual sessions, starting with the opening session entitled We're in This Together, Practices to Build a Community of Care. Topics for day one of the academy include accessing mental health supports and addressing stress and resiliency. Day two focuses on addressing students with diverse learning needs. And the last day focuses on specialized programs relating to world languages, advanced academics, dual language, and early college opportunities. In the arena of equity, Capital Metro hosts a kickoff meeting on Tuesday for their discussion on the theme of pursuing equitable transit-oriented development as relates to Project Connect. The forum will allow for the exploration of equitable transit-oriented development strategies along the Blue Line and Orange Line to support inclusive, vibrant, livable, and inclusive communities that are compact, walkable, and centered around a high-quality mobility ecosystem. Next, I'll highlight a few activities relating to advancing economic opportunity. Capital Factory hosts the Veterans in Tech Summit on Tuesday at noon. This event is for veteran leaders, entrepreneurs, and allies in tech who support and invest in diversity and inclusion. Presentations and discussion topics include transitioning to civilian life, health tech for vets, and cybersecurity opportunities for vets. This week is National Apprenticeship Week, which celebrates the role of apprenticeship in helping workers earn while they learn and fill critical positions in the workforce to help address a skilled healthcare worker shortage. And amid an ongoing public health crisis, the Texas Workforce Commission has awarded $540,000 in Apprenticeship Texas Expansion Grants to Workforce Solutions Capital Area. Certainly something to celebrate. Now, Workforce Solutions Capital Area also hosts the Skilled Trades Fair on Wednesday from 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at LBJ Early College High School. The fair is intended to increase awareness about skilled trades, allowing students to talk directly with practitioners of those trades. Regarding the pandemic response, there are a few recurring activities that we'll highlight next. If you haven't yet been able to get vaccinated, there are many opportunities to just walk up and get your vaccine without an appointment. Check the Monday listing on our podcast calendar for a link to a website where you can get information about getting the vaccine with or without an appointment. A check-in call for individuals and nonprofits who want to connect around the COVID-19 response is hosted two times a week by the Community Resilience Trust. The check-in calls take place on Monday and Thursday at 9 a.m. If you have felt out of sorts, confused, preoccupied, extra stressed, scared, lonely, anxious, isolated, or just feel like talking with someone about the challenges you are facing, you can call the YWCA Warm Line. The YWCA has a caring, trained team that offers non-judgmental and confidential support. No need to go through this alone. To speak with someone on the Warm Line, call 512-548-9922. Next, I'll share our fun and free feature for this episode, which is the Austin Studio Tour. This is the third and final week of the Studio Tour, which only focuses on the East Austin part of the tour. So if you didn't get out there last week to check out featured artists and galleries in East Austin, or simply didn't get to everything you wanted to see, there's still an opportunity to do so. I'll end the podcast by highlighting the 37th Annual Interfaith Day of Thanks, a service and celebration that is organized by Interfaith Action of Central Texas and takes place on Sunday at 3 p.m. This is a very beautiful and moving event in which I've had an opportunity to participate many times. It will be a virtual gathering again this year, focused on the theme, What Does Love Look Like? We often come together in times of sorrow to support each other, especially during COVID. This is an opportunity to come together for the purpose of celebrating across faiths. Be a part of a wonderful diversity of faiths that we have in Central Texas that joins together to express thanks for the many blessings we enjoy. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please, be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.